We would like to talk about stress and the union of hearts. One of the cures for stress, which is rarely mentioned, is our ability to open our hearts to others with open hearts. So much of your life is spent in discerning, which is a good thing, but in defending. And that is often a good thing too. But when you think about how much stress is caused by not simply being able to open your heart to the world around you, then you are looking at a major cause of stress. When the hearts are open and the connections are allowed to flow into each other, what you find is that you are relieved of stress. It reminds you of the most important part of interconnectedness, and that is that in interconnectedness, love is passed between people. And when that is blocked off, even though sometimes it must be blocked off, there's also the flow of love that is blocked off. And in the world that you live in, it is certainly a challenge. And it is a challenge because of the arch enemy. And the arch enemy, as we are sure you all know, is fear. When someone is afraid, when you are afraid, there is no possibility for flow. Because fear diminishes you. It makes your ability to see other people, the world, everything, narrow and rigid. And that is a great cause, not only of stress, but of loneliness. You may say to yourself, oh, I am rarely lonely. But in the deep part of your heart, you know that that is not entirely true. There are moments, there are times, there are occasions when we are profoundly aware of the feeling of being alone. And if you have ever had the experience of feeling that, which we know you have, and you happen then very soon to be talking to a friend whose heart is open, what you find then is that your heart opens. And that interconnection with an open heart takes away the loneliness. You know that you will feel it again, but it does not have the power that loneliness has when you know that there is something you can do. When you know that the opening of your heart and the opening of someone else's heart will take away the loneliness, and it will also take away the stress. It is so interesting that in your literature, which we peruse from a great distance, we must admit, there will be causes for stress and things you should do about it. But we find it interesting that this is not something that is ever mentioned, when it is absolutely one of the most powerful things that you can do to not only relieve stress, but to connect with humanity, not every human, but the loving part of humanity. It keeps you alive. It keeps you able to respond. It keeps you able to relax in a deep part of yourself, because the presence of love has that power. The mere presence of love has that power. So when we are thinking of what to do to make life better, what to do to ease any pain or any loneliness we might have, you want to be sure that you are then, when you are around love, that you are able to open to it. And in that opening, you will find a solution for many things that you will not, as a rule, find in the books that tell you how to be more calm and less stressed. So there are, of course, good suggestions in those books. But this is indeed one of the best. If you have ever seen a child, perhaps a child who is a bit upset, and there is a loving person there, and the child's arms go out and they run to that person whose arms embrace them. You can see the power of that. It does not require words. It requires the ability to open the heart and offer it to someone else whose heart is open as well. So, we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth. And feel that energy cleanse the root. And make it strong so that what is in your root is a reflection of what is in your heart. And the way that you're creating your life is a match for who you are. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the second center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any shame, any judgment, any of the old griefs that we may have been carrying with us. Feel them washed out of that center so that that center is free. Free to wash away anything that comes through your life that you do not wish to hold anymore. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. And let the cleansing energy wash away any fear, any angst that we may be holding in our emotional center. Let that cleansing energy wash it away and leave us free to feel the things that are truly good for us, that truly bring us joy and happiness and connection. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the heart. And let that cleansing energy move across the heart. And wash away anything in the heart from the past or the present that might have lodged in the heart and made it difficult to open, and feel the power of that cleansing energy to wash it away. And now see your heart, beautiful and vibrant and growing and alive. And feel the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any words we may have turned against ourselves, whether it is out loud or inside. And feel the cleansing energy wash the communication center so that it is free and able to speak lovingly and truly, particularly to ourselves. Feel the cleansing energy come up through the body and into the third eye. Let the cleansing energy wash the third eye. And feel the third eye open and become wise and able to see, and able to see love wherever it appears in our lives, able to see love in ourselves. And let that third eye balance our energy systems with that flow of knowing love, giving love, receiving love. Feel the flow of energy up and feel it touch the third eye. And feel the third eye clear. Feel it clear and see and know and be peaceful in the knowing. Feel the cleansing energy come up to the body and into the crown. And let the cleansing energy open the crown to receive the love of the universe, the love which loves without judgment, that loves simply because we are who we are. And feel that golden light flow down through the body. Let the golden light mellow our thoughts, mellow the restlessness of the mind, flow down through our spine to make us strong, through our trunk to make us healed. Feel that energy in your face and in your neck and down your shoulders, through your arms and your hands. Feel the golden light flow down through your legs and into your feet, and allow yourself now to be golden. To be golden in energy inside, and know that that golden energy surrounds you. And feel the postcards of your life, the kindnesses given to you, the kindnesses you have given. Feel all of those in your heart. And feel your heart warm and grow and make room for even more. Move your attention into your heart center and see that a gift has been left for you. Rest the mind and see your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes. Thank you.